2 Corinthians 11, from verse 5 to verse 15. In some respects, a difficult passage, because the apostle is boasting, bragging. In this instance, he's bragging about his generosity and his love, his affection, his kindness, his goodness to the church at Corinth. He speaks about the way he preached to them free of charge. He says, I didn't take any fee from you. I didn't take any sustenance from you. I needed money, but that came from other churches. Of course I need money. I have to live. But I received support from other churches. I robbed other churches, he says in verse 8, so as to serve you. And when I was with you, it wasn't you who provided for me when I was in need. It was the brothers who came from Macedonia. And I didn't want to be a burden to you, and I won't be a burden to you. I have kept myself from being a burden to you in any way, and will continue to do so. As surely as the truth of Christ is in me, nobody in the regions of Achaia will stop this boasting of mine. It started off, verse 5, don't think that I am in the least inferior to those super apostles. I may not be a trained speaker, but I do have knowledge. We have made this perfectly clear to you in every way. He will go on in verse 16 to boast about his afflictions and sufferings and trials. But here he's boasting about his generosity and his love, and the way he would put up with anything to preach the gospel to these people. Now this is out of keeping with the apostle. It's out of keeping with the spirit of the new covenant. Why is he doing it? Well, he tells us his reason. I'm doing these things in the first instance out of love for you. In verse 11, why do I not take fees from you? Why do I not take sustenance from you? Why do I not sponge on you? Why do I make other churches or allow other churches and other brothers and sisters to support me? Is it because I don't love you? God knows I do. But the reason I'm doing this, he says in verse 12, is this. I will keep on doing what I am doing, preaching without any sustenance from you, and actually boasting about it to you now, for this purpose, in order to cut the ground from under those who want an opportunity to be considered equal with us in the things they boast about. What's he talking about? He's talking about the lawmen, the Judaizers, the super apostles, these boasters and braggers, these authoritarian people, not just authoritative, but they're authoritarian. They're lording it over the Corinthians. And they're shoving them about and slapping them and pushing them all over the place and demanding from them. Paul says, I'm not like that, and I'm not going to do that. That's not my spirit. Now, why am I telling you this, and why am I doing this? Is it because I'm a weak man? Is it because I'm not able? I've got no authority? No. It's out of love for you, and above all, there is this motive. And this motive is this, that I want to cut the ground from under these law teachers. So he's in a personality battle, not at all. That's not the issue at all. It's verse 13 and 14 and 15. It's the doctrine. And it's the end of that doctrine. It's where it leads. It's the consequences of law teaching. That's what Paul is after. Now, Paul is very, very strong in 13, 14, and 15. As I've said before, and I'll repeat it here again, I am not an apostle. I don't have this power or right or discernment. I'm not a prophet. God has not spoken to me directly about these things. All I am is a preacher. If I'm that, I'm a talker on Scripture. But what I am saying is this. I am concerned to cut down the law teaching that's around today because I see it's wrong according to Scripture, and because I see it's doing tremendous damage and has done tremendous damage to believers down the centuries it's doing it today. Many are in bondage, hungry, barren, through the lawmen. And therefore I think it right to tackle the lawmen on their ground, the doctrine that they bring, and bring them to Scripture. Now Paul says about these men in his day that they were false apostles, deceitful workmen, masquerading as apostles of Christ. And he says, no surprise, because Satan does it. He masquerades as an angel of light. It's not surprising then, he says, that if his servants masquerade as servants of righteousness, their end will be what their actions deserve. Now, I don't have that right or power to say that. But I say the end of law teaching is bad, is wrong according to Scripture. And I will do what I can to cut down the ground, cut the ground from under the law teachers and their doctrine. I know of only one way to do that, and that is to take all men back to Scripture. And I appeal to lawmen, if they're listening to me, go to the Bible, and for once, leave your confession behind, just for a while, leave it behind, put it on one side, and read the passages of Scripture, read them out loud. And there are scores of passages of Scripture, Hebrews, Romans 5, 6, and 7 and 8, read them out loud, Galatians, Ephesians, chapter 2, for example, Philippians, chapter 3, Colossians 2 and 3, read these passages. 2 Corinthians 3 and 4. Read these passages and see, out loud, without your confession for a while, and let the Scripture speak for once. Let the Scripture speak unfiltered by the Puritans, by Calvin, by the confessions, and read the Scriptures. And let the Scripture speak to you. If they confirm you in your law view, then go on with it. But if they challenge your law view, then have the courage of your convictions. Face it. Face that your confessions might be wrong in this instance. That Calvin might have got it wrong. The Puritans got it wrong. The consequences of law teaching are horrendous. Now, Paul, that's what Paul was about here. Now, I can't enter into all this, can I? It's a personal experience at Corinth. He's speaking as an apostle. So I'm out of my depth. But what I do draw from it is that it is right to cut the ground from under the law teachers. And as I've said, that is what I will do. That is why I put my YouTube clips and videos. That's why I'm putting these sermons, these discourses up. I write my books and articles and so on. And that's why the video clips are put in audio on the website, sermon audio, and so on. It's all there for this reason, to help believers come to the liberty of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I don't apologize for that. And of course there is the other motive always, that if any unbeliever should read or hear or see what I do, that they will be brought to Christ. Is Christ. Paul says, even in this, surely as the truth of Christ is in me. This is what he is about. It's Christ and the gospel, the salvation of sinners, the progressive sanctification of the saints, the eventual glorification of the saints, the liberty of the saints now, the assurance of the saints now. That's what he's after. The glory of God and all that. Cutting the ground from under the lawmen. Well, that's my business too. Not for its own sake, but for the glory of God, for the saving of sinners, and the edification of his people.